Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. News out of Lime Rock. Lime Rock Park has announced a new ownership group. After 37 years of ownership, Skip Barber announced the new Lime Rock Park ownership structure that hopes to propel future growth and opportunity for the park in the years ahead. Quoting Skip here, "I am extremely excited and proud to announce the acquisition of Lime Rock Park by Lime Rock Group LLC. Barber went on to say the group's general partners, Charles Mallory, Dick Regal, and Bill Ruckert, along with a group of private investors, have assumed control of Lime Rock Park and are bringing outstanding new vision and vitality to the operations and to our local regional community. Lime Rock Group LLC was formed specifically for the acquisition of Lime Rock Park. Barber will remain a significant owner in the new entity and will be an integral part of its management committee as the business continues to leverage Skip's worldwide reputation in the motorsports industry. For the first time in 3 years, the Region 1 Board of Education budget will be presented tonight with an increase. Business manager Sam Herrick highlighted the total $16 million proposal, which will increase spending by $265,734, or 1.6%, during the Board of Education meeting preparing for tonight's Zoom meeting at 7. Speaking of the intense process involving the administration staff and board's budget committee to come up with a plan that features upgrades for the Housatonic Valley Regional High School building, quoting here, "We have a building that was built in 1939, and things come up all the time," end quote. One new social worker position is added to the staff, but the $85,000 appropriation will be paid through ESSR funds for the next year and a half. That amount for the following year, the administration has said, a counselor is needed to help students deal with the effects of the pandemic. Region 1 towns sharing the assessment of the operation of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. This year, the town that gets hit the hardest, North Canaan, a $400,000 bill because of the addition of two students. Other towns have smaller increases or decreases, depending on the number of students enrolled. North Canaan Representative Brian Bartram said he was distressed. The board had not talked about such things as class size, course offerings, or eliminating positions. Chairwoman Patricia McCara of Falls Village, while sympathetic, said all the towns have gotten hit over the years. Region 1 was established by a special act of the state legislature, and to change the way it operates would mean seeking a change through that state statute. In Connecticut, the positivity rate for COVID-19 has lowered to 3.84% on Wednesday. 318,000 cases were reported since the beginning of the pandemic, which is up by over 1,000 since Tuesday. Out of the 27,000 tests administered, 1,038 came back positive, resulting in a positivity rate of 3.84%. There were 5 additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total to 7,935 since the pandemic began. Hospitalizations increased by 9 since Tuesday, bringing the current total to 514. Private well owners in Connecticut have been urged to test water quality after arsenic and uranium have been detected. This comes in a new report out by the U.S. Geological Survey showing high levels of naturally occurring arsenic and uranium in some wells. The research undertaken in cooperation with the Connecticut Department of Public Health projects that approximately 3.9% of private wells across Connecticut contained water with arsenic at carcinogens higher than the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's maximum contaminant level for public drinking water supplies. The research also projects that 4.7% of private wells in the state have uranium concentrations higher than the EPA standards as well. They are odorless and tasteless chemicals. Experts said wells are sometimes drilled into bedrock aquifers and can produce water containing arsenic or uranium. Unless wells are tested, there's no way to confirm the presence or absence of those contaminants. According to the state, 23% or 820,000 wells are private. A female aide who claims New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reached under her shirt and groped her in the executive mansion last year says the governor groomed her for the encounter over a period of years and later warned her not to tell anybody. The woman who still works in the Capitol detailed the encounter in her first public comments about the November incident, granting an interview to the Times Union of Albany on the condition of anonymity. In the interview, the woman said she was summoned to the executive mansion, the taxpayer-owned home that serves as Cuomo's residence, in late November and told by the governor he needed assistance with a technical issue involving his phone. Once there, the governor came out from behind his desk and began groping her, she claims. When she warned Cuomo that he would get in trouble, he slammed a nearby door shut and told her he didn't care. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado of the 19th District in New York, along with Representative Cherry Bustos of the 17th District, Angie Craig of the 2nd District, and Abigail Spanberg of Virginia's District 7, reintroduced the Rebuild Rural America Act in the House. The legislation would deliver federal resources directly to rural communities as they respond to and recover from the economic crisis caused by COVID-19. The Rebuild America Act would establish a dedicated stream of federal funding for rural communities and provide guaranteed multi-year flexible block grants to support regional economic growth and recovery. In Cornwall, the Conservation Commission has a meeting at 10:30 in the morning. In Kent, the Northwest Council of Governments has their regular meeting at 10 a.m. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance has their quarterly meeting. That is set for 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission have their meeting set for 7 p.m. Region 1, the Region 1 Board of Education has a public hearing on the budget at 7 o'clock. And then immediately following that, the Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting to send that budget to referendum in May. That is a Zoom meeting. More information on the Region 1 website. North Canaan's cleanup day will be Saturday beginning at 9:30. Trash bags and gloves will be provided. Masks are required, yes, even if you are vaccinated. Contact Jessica if you're interested in volunteering for more details at 860-672-5615. The Aminia Fire Company sponsoring a takeout-only chicken barbecue. That is being held Saturday at the Aminia Firehouse on Mechanic Street. It'll be a drive-through style event with dinners ready for pickup between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. Tickets are $15 each and are available on a pre-order basis. To place an order, call 845-418-8633. The Climate Smart Dover Task Force has a meeting on Saturday at 126 East Duncan Hill Road in Dover Plains. The Pancake Flippers in Sharon are now out of hibernation officially this Sunday. The Sharon Volunteer Ambulance will have a takeout pancake breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse. All proceeds will benefit the ambulance for supplies and COVID PPE. To pre-order, please call or text 917-742-7287. $7 each breakfast is fully loaded with pancakes, French toast, scrambled eggs, breakfast potatoes, sausage, and bacon. They'll be open from 7 to 10:30, cash or credit card accepted. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also brought to you in part by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,446.26. The NASDAQ at 13,688.84, and the S&P 500 at 4,079.95. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.